Utah Works is based on The Way We Worked, which is a traveling exhibition created by the Smithsonian Institution and the National Archives that explores how work became such a central element in American culture. Utah Humanities is touring The Way We Worked to 6 Utah communities during 2017. As part of the exhibition tour, Utah Humanities and Utah Public Radio are partnering with exhibition hosts to interview local residents about their work. This interview took place in Fillmore in conjunction with the Territorial State House Museum.
At 81 and still farming, Dalal Carling looks back.
Most of our hay goes to California. We work through brokers on the hay, and it's been a blessing in their lives. Without the export hay, we as farmers would be in a lot of trouble. We irrigate about 2,700 acres with pivots and wheel lines and some flood irrigating. Steamers now, that's artificial dew to set it up to where the leaves will stay to the stems. 80% of the value is in the leaves, and so if you get all stems, the dairy farmers don't want that. We load the hay. That's why we like to deal with brokers. They send the trucks, and most of the trucks that we get now are vans. We have to push the hay in from the back end, push it clear to the front. These large bales weigh anywhere from 1,500 to 2,200 pounds. Some of the drivers can't speak English. They're mostly foreign-born. That's why immigration is an important part of the farm community, and without these immigrants, our country would fall apart. Our nation was built on immigrants. They imported people to do the mines. They imported people to do the railroad tracks. Without those immigrants, the dairies would have to all close down. I'm a farmer, and we grow basically alfalfa hay for dairies and corn silage. The Duckworth Dairy between here and Delta takes our corn. All we do is grow it. They chop the whole thing. The ears are the most important, and then the stalk is sweet and good too. And it's silage. Most of it's bagged. The big white bags are about 500 feet long. Most of those baggers are 700-800 horsepower. And, same way with the choppers. They're monstrous. And farming has changed dramatically in my lifetime. I've run the old dump rakes. I've run the horses. Finally, about the end of World War II, they got tractors. I can remember I was just a kid. And some of those farmers, they said they just couldn't imagine how things could be any better than that. That's one of the toughest things in farming now is the equipment. It's really a big cost. The price just keeps escalating continually. If you have a big tractor, a steamer, and a new baler, you've got close to $700,000 in those three pieces of equipment. It's quite a gamble to farm. 2 years ago, we started out, hey, at $280 a ton. It went down to $150. That's why if you're in debt and everything is borrowed money and you're paying interest, you probably won't survive. I used to work 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. You know, you look back and you think maybe there's an easier way. But I love farming. Farming has been good to us.
Utah Works is a collaboration between Utah Public Radio, Utah Humanities, and the Utah hosts of The Way We Worked, a Smithsonian Museum on Main Street exhibition made possible in the Beehive State by Utah Humanities. Support from Museum on Main Street has been provided by the United States Congress. Broadcast of Utah Works on UPR is supported by our members and USU's Department of History, committed to supporting public history and the knowledge necessary for informed decision-making by citizens of Utah, the United States, and the world. Online at history.usu.edu.